We're back. Linda Cohen here. With the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan winding down, we are welcoming home many wounded warriors to our shores. But the wounds of war are not always the kind to be seen with the naked eye. With us this morning to share his perspective and experiences treating patients with post-traumatic stress disorder is Bill Cross. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist and a somatic experiencing therapist. Welcome, Dr. Cross. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So, what is somatic experiencing therapy?
It's a way of being able to help people reconnect with their bodies and use the wisdom of their bodies to heal. And we know that people who have been traumatized often leave their bodies in various ways of dissociation. And so it stands to reason that one of the ways that we can help a person heal is to help them reconnect with what's going on inside their body.
So post-traumatic stress disorder, tell us a little bit when you say people dissociate. What are the kind of symptoms that you generally see or present themselves with PTSD?
People often find themselves overcome with emotion without any particular stimulus that would usually present it to them. Often their feeling of, particularly positive feeling, are numb, where they're unable to experience the kinds of things that many of us just appreciate, the love and joy and happiness. That's stunted. People become numb. Other times there's an inability to think clearly, to think in a way that would follow some kind of process that would be rational, because their emotions can take over in a way. They become, on one hand, stuck on high, where they are more volatile, more irritable, panicky, or they become numb, depressed, frozen. And so that there's almost a dichotomy of being stuck on high and stuck on low. Some people become more one or the other, some people both.
Interesting. So in a way what you're saying is that some of the natural highs and lows or the natural ups and downs or the natural movement of emotions are in some ways stunted or stalled.
Yes. There's one of the ways we like to look at it is that there's a resilient zone, a zone where we become balanced and we can really appreciate and really are able to function in a way that's includes the natural ups and downs without being really upset about it all. When we are traumatized or when there's a trigger that will bring on a memory of trauma, that bumps us out of this resilient zone, and we become stuck on high or stuck on low, and the therapy, somatic experiencing therapy, or one of its derivatives, which is more user-friendly, more teachable, is something that's called trauma resiliency training, which is a skill that people can learn to really manage their stress, manage their internal symptoms so that they're able to function more in control.
Because I've read somewhere that one of the very often the symptoms of PTSD that can be problematic are uncontrollable rage, for example, irrationally triggered, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So what you're talking about is really an ability to be self-aware and modulate control and modulate a lot of those symptoms. Tell us a little bit more how the therapy works. What's comprised
it really,
within the therapy?
The basic process is to help a person begin to tune in to what's going on inside their bodies. And so usually the vehicle or the way into their body is not through the pain that they normally bring in. So what we try to do is to help them tune in to parts of their bodies that are more relaxed or more comfortable. And so we'll try to initially have them tune in to anything that is relaxed or calm. And that
I like your breathing, for example.
Like their breathing or just looking around the room and getting oriented, to look around. And I often just have people look around my office and see what they see and have them talk about it. And in the process, normally what happens is that they can amp down a little bit, and I'll have them tune into their bodies if they can and say, well, do you notice anything that's going on inside yourself now that is more calm?
It sounds to me somewhat, I've had experience with meditation and mindfulness training, and it sounds a little bit like that, mm-hmm. in the sense that you need to tune in and to just how your body's feeling, the body scan, you know, scan through your body and see where the tension is, mm-hmm. or where the stressors may be.
Right, exactly. And it's something that I found. I teach a class in mindfulness-based stress reduction at the Zen Center.
Okay.
And it's very similar to that, only this is really helping a person tune in to what's going on, not just the relaxed feelings, or not trying to help them tune into their breathing alone, but to notice and track the sensation in their bodies so that they may, for instance, become aware of tension in their chest, and I'll have them notice that tension and then see what happens. And they might say, well, as I pay attention to it, it seems to diminish a little bit. Or as I'm paying attention, I'm noticing that it seems to be moving up around my shoulders and my neck. So this is a tracking skill.
And what's the end result of that? And obviously, what's the goal, therefore, then?
The goal is to have a person recognize that their bodies can heal, and that by paying attention to their bodies, they can use the wisdom of the body to heal the traumatic experience that they may have had. It's a much more gentle and organic approach than some of the other approaches that have been developed to work with trauma.
And what have you seen in terms of the outcomes from your own experience?
Very, very helpful. What people talk about is that they have a sense of self-control, that they recognize that they can do something about the tension that they're experiencing and not be overwhelmed by it. It also helps people become more present, because as you pay attention to your body can only be present. It's no other place. And so there's a natural mindfulness that occurs as they pay attention to their bodies.
And maybe then not get caught up in the memories and mm-hmm. all of that, reliving constantly the trauma that they experience.
That's true. But even, I think, before that, what happens is Fritz Perls, one of the old psychologists, He talked about anxiety as the distance between now and the future. And so if you pay attention to the present, you're bringing yourself back from this very anxious place and more tuned into what's going on inside.
In the very little bit of time we have left, what are the greatest challenges that you find in using this kind of therapy?
Having people recognize that they do have difficulty and they need to come in and get some help. Particularly the younger warriors have a whole ethos that says they shouldn't need help. And oftentimes it's the family that encourages them to come in. So really the biggest step is to have a person recognize that they do have some difficulties and they need to learn some skills to work on that, and they can learn these skills.
And you have seen really good results.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing this very, very important information with us. Clearly, there are people out there who are suffering and struggling mm-hmm. with traumatic experiences, PTSD. So, once again, thanks for coming in and thanks for sharing it, and there's hope out there. My guest has been Dr. Bill Cross, a licensed marriage and family therapist and a somatic experiencing therapist as well. Well, you're listening to HealthLink on Air. This is FM Radio, News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR. We'll be right back after this short break.